And I read that you guys met at an open mic night. Tell us a little bit about that initial process of writing and recording.
Really fun. It's all been downhill from there.
Was it just hectic?
No, it was incredibly relaxed.
No, it was quite hectic. There was a lot of writing and recording in mind too. It's very, we were working quite hard actually.
If you just saw it and couldn't hear it, you'd think, how can I help these people? Like, I've got to do something about this room they're in and whatnot. But then the music is good.
It was just like in between hanging out and working. It was football as well, playing football, watching films.
Quite a lot of football in my room as well, if I remember.
What were you guys doing before this project? Because I know you all have brilliant solo projects, but what led you all into wanting to make music and pursue it as a career?
We were going out to rave.
Yeah, just couldn't stop raving.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. I can prove it.
The first time I met Nina was we were going to a rave.
At a rave, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty much the only rave we went to, though. It was COVID, like...
Yeah, the famous COVID rave.
Yeah, it was with the Prime Minister. He was having the best parties.
I did actually manage to get a code for a boiler room Zoom rave during COVID. And I gave it to my friend, and he came on like doing all kinds of weird pranks.
I feel like what's interesting about the music that you guys make, it really feels like a marriage between the three of you. There's like interplay between all of you. And is that reflected in the writing process?
Yeah, I bring the worst third. All of the bits you don't like is me. I'm just bringing it down. And we are actually married as well. So that's probably
married to the streets.
Married to the hood.
I'm married to Nyahare Wafer.
Shout out.
Shout out the best New Zealander ever. Second place, Bob.
Who's Bob?
He's just in order.
Yeah, do you know
of,
Bob?
No, I don't know Bob.
Do you know
New Zealand Bob?
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Shout out Emily.
You're not going to find out in one episode. No, you just have to watch the whole season to know who Bob is.
Okay.
Bob did it. If that's
Bob
what
Disney did it.
Yeah. Bob was a cameraman.
And yeah, I kind of touched on that you have other projects as well. Are those separated cognitively at all? I don't know, is like a Nina or a Double Virgo song separated at all from making Bar Italia's sound? How does that work for you in terms of like when you're going to sit down to write specific songs, or does it kind of all mesh into one for you?
On a personal level, there's not much that cognitively isn't separate. I think about like each Bar Italia song as a cognitive separation. It's like a bit of a false thing to think that people, when they're making music, actually think about like the projects. Like, you're just kind of thinking about making the song that you're making quite a lot of the time, I personally find. Oh, it's only like after a long time you'd be like, oh, should probably make this into an album or something.
Speaking on your live performances, you have such a distinct look clothing wise, especially you, Nina. Like,
how would you describe it if someone didn't know us?
Nameless and eclectic and striped.
Nice. And what, striped?
Striped, yeah.
Yeah.
Nina's a big fan of stripes. I'm a big fan of stripes. I think Sam, you're the least striped.
No, and
I'm a big fan
stripes.
Of nameless.
I love clothes.
We use a Ouija board.
No, there's no Ouija board. There's like loads of planning for me, actually. I just love it. I love it. I think it's like part of... My mum is a costume designer for opera, so I often tell her about it, and then we think about it a little bit together sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think about clothes so much. I think about costumes when I'm on stage. Like, I kind of got really bored of like just trying to look cute on stage. So now I'm trying to think about it more like as a integral part of the performance, because it's way more fun and it makes me move and sing differently according to what I'm wearing. So that's... And yeah, I do love stripe. Again, it's not that conscious. Sometimes I feel like the realist on stage. And then it feels like I'm kind of performing when I'm talking to people. So it depends. Yeah. That's not so much what I'm saying, like that I need to put a character on to be on stage. I just think it's nice to think about it like you're giving a performance, and there is all sorts of elements that go into it.
We'll be right back.
any way to stave off a mental breakdown. That's what we're trying to achieve.
I'm trying to undermine the sort of systematic capitalistic debauchery of, I don't know, like, just, it just feels like everywhere you look there's this kind of systematic capitalistic kind of indoctrination, and I'm trying to like break that down through song personally.
We're all trying to do something different, which is why the music sounds like that, apparently.
That's why it works, yeah. Nina's trying to enforce capitalistic indoctrination.
No, I'm not. No, don't put politics in me. Like, I didn't in me inside of myself.
But you are politics.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, next. I wrote your name with a can of spray. I wrecked your car trying to get away. Must be an actor the way you play. Oh, you think I didn't know? You spend your life on a list, but to me you don't exist. Don't put your trust in the lingerers. God knows what you pay just for having a fun day. Spend all your cash in a one-night splash. Have you had enough of the phone calls? Well, I don't have your love as a lonely wall. You can dance till they shout no more. All the photographs are on my wall.
Shout no more, all the photographs are up.